Hey y'all, another episode. Art of Flying here. Most of this episode I will actually be quoting a book by Michael Forrester called Prevent Disease Waking Times. It's an article that he wrote, or chapter he wrote, that explains how DNA is reprogrammed by words and frequencies. Now, I'm going to take a little step further before we start this and say that how that is done, specifically, there's one process. It's called syntax. A lot of us probably forgot this when we were taught in school. They spent about a day talking about it, which is absurd. And then we did spelling bees forever, but syntax is the process, linguistic process, through which our DNA is influenced by the things that we say, speak, hear, listen to, so on and so forth. Michael Forrester wrote this article, which is very well worded. I'm going to interject a few different times throughout it, I'm sure, as I normally do, bringing my own personal experiences into the article. But for the most part, I'm just going to be reading this as it is, verbatim, because it's very well written. If Michael Forrester winds up hearing this, thank you, Mr. Forrester, for spreading this light and good science that will help our species do better in the future. That said, guys, look into Michael Forrester and other things he's written. A lot of good stuff within this little snippet, but I'm absolutely sure he has a lot more to offer. So if this does anything, hopefully it gets more people paying attention to what this intelligent gentleman is saying. So that said, I will begin. These are Michael's words. These are not my words. If I say something on my own, I will let you know this is me. All right. So in the words of Mr. Forrester in his article, How DNA is Reprogrammed by Words and Frequencies, we now know that just as on the internet, our DNA can feed its proper data into a network of consciousness and can call up data from the network and also establish contact with other participants in the network. In addition, there's evidence for a whole new type of medicine in which DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies without cutting out or replacing single genes. After thousands of years of being disconnected from higher dimensional frequencies, our DNA is finally breaking free from old patterns, which have been stuck in a universal time matrix. However, humans will soon know and understand why 97% of our DNA has a higher purpose and why its transformation is leading us into an awakening that we can never have imagined. The human genome is packed with at least 4 million gene switches that reside in bits of DNA that were once dismissed as junk. But it turns out that so-called junk DNA plays critical roles in controlling how cells, organs, and other tissues behave. This discovery, considered a major medical and scientific breakthrough, has enormous implications for human health and consciousness because many complex diseases appear to be caused by tiny changes in hundreds of gene switches. As scientists delve into the so-called junk parts of the DNA that are not actual genes containing instructions for proteins, they discovered a complex system that controls genes. At least 80% of this DNA is active and needed. Another 15 to 17% has higher functions scientists are still decoding. Russian researchers' findings and conclusions are revolutionary. According to them, our DNA is not only responsible for the construction of our body, but also serves as data storage and in communication. The Russian linguists found that the genetic code, especially in the apparent useless junk DNA, follows the same rules as our human languages. To this end, they compared the rules of syntax, the way in which words are put together to form phrases and sentences, semantics, the study of meaning in language forms, and the basic rules of grammar. They found that the alkalines of our DNA follow a regular grammar and do have set rules just like our languages. So human languages did not appear coincidentally, but are a reflection of our inherent DNA evolving itself. A Russian biophysicist and molecular biologist, Petr Gargajev, and his colleagues also explored the vibrational behavior of DNA. The bottom line was, Living chromosomes function just like solitonic holographic computers using an endogenous DNA laser radiation. This means that these scientists managed, for example, to modulate certain frequency patterns into a laser ray and with it influence the DNA frequency and thus genetic patterns onto a laser ray and with it influenced the DNA frequency. I apologize. I skipped the line there. This means that they managed, for example, to modulate certain frequency patterns onto a laser ray and with it influence the DNA frequency and thus the genetic information itself. Since the basic structure of DNA alkaline pairs and of language, as explained earlier, are of the same structure, no DNA decoding is necessary. This, finally and scientifically, explains why affirmations, autogenous training, hypnosis, and the like can have such strong effects on humans and their bodies. It is entirely normal and natural for a DNA to react to language. While Western researchers cut single genes from the DNA strands and insert them elsewhere, the Russians enthusiastically worked on devices that can influence the cellular metabolism through suitable modulated radio and light frequencies and thus repair genetic defects. Gargajev's research group succeeded in proving that, with this method, chromosomes damaged by X-rays, for example, can be repaired. They even captured information patterns of a particular DNA and transmitted it onto another, thus reprogramming cells to another genome. So they successfully transformed, for example, frog embryos into salamander embryos by simply transmitting the DNA information patterns. This is the way that entire information was transmitted without any of the side effects or disharmonious encountered when cutting and reintroducing single genes from the DNA. This represents an unbelievable world-transforming revolution and sensation. All this by simply applying vibration and language instead of archaic cutting out procedure. This experiment points to the immense power of wave genetics, which obviously has a greater influence on the formation of organisms than the biological processes of alkaline sequences. This discovery also points to the significance of sound frequencies and vibrations in the origin of human life, and that the possibility that creation was generated by waves of consciousness, a phantom DNA effect, is in case in point. The energy field of DNA sample remains detectable by laser light even when the physical sample is removed. At a fundamental level, man is pure energy. In wave genetics, the junk DNA functions at a rich infrastructure level of supercodes and wave communication, realized in material form as crystalline structures, dynamic gene holograms in liquid crystals of the chromosome continuum. What this model suggests is that the human gene is part of larger holograms, a multiverse of wave information reality. Hypercommunication in the form of remote sensing, remote healing, and telepathy is definitely part of the human protocol. Scientists are aware that 97% of our DNA, as they call it, junk DNA, they call it junk because they don't see any use for it currently. Only 3% of our DNA is wrapped up in the spiraling double helix strand. During the time of the 75-year cycle when we were exposed to the most torsion energy waves, and affects our DNA by reorganizing the 97% junk DNA from a 2-strand double helix into a 12-strand helix, advancing man in a leap of evolution. Empty space is not really empty, but filled with the invisible torsion wave energy at different degrees of concentration. Thus, as the stars and the planets drift through the galaxy, they pass through different concentrations in very exact intervals of time, with precise cycles that can carry various lengths from thousands to millions of years. As planets move through periods of high concentration, which we just went through in 2012, of these torsion waves, a transformation affects the DNA structure on the planet, which causes more highly evolved forms to rapidly replicate in less evolved forms of life. than less evolved forms of life. Ample evidence is seen to occur through our fossil records, which evolution has shown this to occur in sudden jolts rather than as a gradual process. The effect has been named punctuated equilibrium by mainstream biologists. In nature, hypercommunication has been successfully applied for millions of years. The organized flow of life in insect states proves this dramatically. Modern man knows it only on a much more subtle level as intuition. But we, too, can regain full use of it. An example from nature. When a queen ant is spatially separated from her colony, building still continues fervently and according to plan. If the queen is killed, however, all work on the colony stops. No ants know what to do. Apparently, the queen sends the building plans also from far away via the group consciousness of her subjects. She could be as far as she wants as long as she is alive. In man, hypercommunication is most often encountered when one suddenly gains access to information that is outside one's knowledge base. Such hypercommunication is then experienced as inspiration or intuition. Now, when I was in my accident, when I woke up and I had this brain injury, my new memories could not form. I had no proactive memory formation, yet I had 10,000 years worth of memories and understandings of physics and science and mathematics that I had never had before, that I could converse with a world expert about and be on the same level as this person. This is called sudden savant syndrome. It happens in many different ways to a lot of people in different situations, traumatic situations. All it essentially is doing is waking the person who's experiencing it up to their intuition fully as a super sense, rather than relying on the five senses that are determined by physical structure. So that said, such hypercommunication is then experienced as inspiration or intuition. So it's actually the only way that we communicate with each other, and we're perceiving it through our five sense awareness. So it seems like it's hyper communication, but it's ultimately the only communication we really have. And then our senses, our language, our voices add to that or reinforce that. Giuseppe Tartini, for instance, dreamt one night that a devil sat at his bedside playing the violin. The next morning, Tartini was able to note down every piece exactly from memory and called it the Devil's Trill Sonata. For years, a 42-year-old nurse dreamt of a situation in which he was hooked up to a kind of knowledge CD-ROM. Verifiable knowledge from all imaginable fields was then transmitted to him, and he was able to recall in the morning. There was such a flood of information that it seemed like a whole encyclopedia was transmitted at night. The majority of facts were outside his personal knowledge base and reached technical details about which he knew absolutely nothing. Same thing happened to me. When hypercommunication occurs, one can observe the DNA as well as the human being special phenomena. Russian scientists irradiated DNA samples with laser light. On screen, a typical wave pattern was formed. When they removed the DNA sample, the wave pattern did not disappear. It remained. So many controlled experiments show that the pattern still came from the removed sample, whose energy apparently remained by itself. This effect is now called phantom DNA effect. It's also a phantom limb effect. When somebody loses a limb, they still have full feeling and awareness of that limb, even though it's not there. Very interesting. Look into it. It is surmised that the energy from outside of space and time still flows through the activated wormholes after the DNA was removed. The side effects encountered most often in hypercommunication, also in human beings, are inexplicable electromagnetic fields in the vicinity of the persons concerned. Electronic devices like CD players and the like can be irradiated and cease to function for hours. When the electromagnetic field slowly dissipates, the devices function normally again. You can ask many people that know me and have been around me for about 15 years now. I come around and TVs will short out, DVDs stop working, CD music players stop working. And also, with a snap, a clap, or a wave of my hand, I can get them going again. I don't consider it magic. I just consider it I have a strong electromagnetism, and the weaker beings I come around frazzle when I come around and I have to wake them back up again. But things will freeze and I snap and they come back on and people will look at me like I'm a wizard, and it's just electromagnetics, and it's explained right here in the science. So when the electromagnetic field slowly dissipates, the devices function normally again. Many healers and psychics know that this effect from their work. The better the atmosphere and the energy, the more frustrating it is that recording device stops functioning and recording exactly at that moment. And repeated switching on and off after the session does not restore function yet. But the next morning, all is back to normal. Perhaps this is reassuring to read for many, as it has nothing to do with them being technically inept. It means they are good at hypercommunication. Cool. Thanks. There is a book that explains these connections precisely and clearly. It's called Networked Intelligence. The authors also quote sources presuming that in earlier times humanity had been, just like the animals, very strongly connected to the group consciousness and acted as a group. To develop and experience individuality, we humans, however, had to forget hypercommunication almost completely. Now that we are fairly stable in our individual consciousness, we can create a new form of group consciousness, namely one in which we attain access to all information via our DNA without being forced or remotely controlled about what to do with that information. Sort of tapping into the collective consciousness again, collectively. We now know that just as the internet, our DNA can feed its proper data into the network, can call up data from the network, and can establish contact with other participants in the network. Remote healing, telepathy, remote sensing about the state of relatives can thus be explained. Some animals know also from afar when their owners plan to get home. That can be freshly interrupted and explained via the concepts of group consciousness and hypercommunication. Any collective consciousness cannot be sensibly used over any period of time without a distinctive individuality. Otherwise, we would revert to a primitive herd instinct that is easily manipulated. Hypercommunication in the new millennium means something quite different. Researchers think that if humans with full individuality would regain group consciousness, they would have godlike power to create, alter, and shape things on Earth. And humanity is collectively moving towards such a group consciousness of the new kind. 50% of today's children will be problem children as soon as they go to school. The system lumps everyone together and demands adjustment. But the individuality of today's children is so strong that they refuse this adjustment, and giving up their idiosyncrasies is the most diverse ways. True self-realization and soul awakening requires expansion of our existing beliefs beyond the restrictions of your programmed belief system, opening up to the absolute universal truth. We come into this planet knowing the universal truth, as if we grow up and disconnect from the universal truth and inherit our family's belief system. Our parents' beliefs usually end up being the foundation of our beliefs. The foundation of this belief creates our restrictions. The universe has no restrictions. We create the boundaries based on our beliefs. These boundaries limit our spiritual growth, inner development, which adversely affect our DNA and vice versa. We have entered a portal where we can express our full potential as creative beings and begin the gradual removal of our pre-existing human templates that have only been useful in the old world. The new world, filled with higher consciousness and frequencies, will allow only those vibrational alignments within our highest good. Anything else will be cast aside and force us to adapt until we get it right. This is the new portal that will intensify every month from here out. I touched upon it, but in 2012, what the Mayans and other cultures had predicted as the end of the world was, to those in the know and those who have studied it and didn't just pay attention to mass media, it was the closing and the start of a new cosmic cycle, an alignment in which the clockwork of our galaxy, the Milky Way, had aligned itself just like it was, midnight and a new day was starting. And the reason after 2012, we experienced so many of these strange moons, these blue moons, blood moons, red moons, all these different types of moons, was because the perfectly aligned galaxy, with all the planets straightly aligned to the center of the galaxy, we could actually see the center of the galaxy from planet Earth during this 2012 period in the winter solstice. Everybody thought the world was going to end, but it was the upgrade to the next cycle of our possibility, our evolution on this planet. A new day had started for the human race. And as we've seen over the past 10 years or so, we have been in a time of massive change. All of the old things that we held on to, sexism, racism, judgment, lower vibrational frequencies that had limited our expansion of consciousness for so long, all came crumbling down, and now the world is chaotic. It's fluxing with potential and possibility and people wanting change but not knowing exactly what, but knowing that we deserve better than what we've been giving ourselves. This alignment period, this harmonious clockwork that was planned to happen, that was mathematically aligned to happen, that was going to happen no matter what, happened. And now we are all genetically evolving from what you heard, you know, Mr. Forrester speaking about, which was the two-strand DNA evolving up fully to the 12 strands of DNA, and the rest of the 97% of our being becoming conscious. Not an unconscious, this is how you get going on Earth type thing that was given to us, but now we have the ability to start to manifest these truly godlike, so-called godlike superpower abilities on Earth, because it's all in our DNA already, and we have the opportunity by speaking properly to ourselves and to others to activate these abilities that have been waiting to come out to help every living thing on Earth and in the universe. So guys, I'm not going to say too much, but learning and understanding your DNA and how words, thoughts, and sound vibrational frequencies affect not only your outer reality, but your inner reality. Hopefully anybody listening to this and sharing this with others has the intention to improve their genetic expression, their self-talk, their talk to others, so that we can improve the entire system that we live in here. It's our destiny. It's our purpose. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, this was by Michael Forrester. I've only put a couple of my own words in here. Go look him up. Read what this guy's doing, because he's one of the positive leaders inspiring good change for the collective consciousness and evolution of our species. Thanks for tuning in, guys. The Art of Flying. Pura Vida. Love you.